1-800-444-9977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Taylor Sanders recorded the program. Our theme music is performed by the Kronos Quartet. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. The time is 9:59, and coming up at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein and an exclusive eyewitness account of the violent late-night attack against Standing Rock Water Protectors by local, state, and federal law enforcement. And at 11 on stage and studio, D-May Roberts speaks with actors from Artist Repertory Theaters, A Civil War Christmas. And at 11:30, it's Art Focus. Host Andre Middleton tells us about a new three-woman show, Drawing as Core. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre following this.
Cable Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Dookie Jam, Thursday, December 1st at 10 p.m. at Dante's in Portland. The Dookie Jam is a funk jam session that happens monthly at Dante's. Lots of funky treats for your eyes and ears, including live streaming video on Audio Globe and live streaming audio on the Cable website. Again, that's Dookie Jam, Thursday, December 1st at 10 p.m. at Dante's, 350 West Burnside in Portland. This is a 21 and over event. More information about the performance and schedule can be found at kabu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. First up, a little bit of weather to share with you. Today, rain mainly later on in the day, building up right now with a high around 51 and a southeast wind 9 miles per hour. So it's going to be a little bit rainy and a little bit breezy. Tonight, the rain continues and we're going to see lows around 43. And again, slight winds. Tomorrow, showers likely and high around 51. And probably get a little bit more rain. Then Wednesday night, it's going to be overcast skies, lows around 44, and good chance of rain along with the rest of it. That said, we are getting a little bit of cold weather. So far, no hard frost, which is, let's put it in a word. How about this? It's a disaster if you're farming, because we need a cold, hard frost for many things to ripen properly, and we'd like it to see it kill off a few of the bugs that are right now probably marshalling the troops for an assault on the food system next summer. We've got a guest today, Billy Wilson, Humpapa Lakota Sioux. He's from the Sitting Bull Clan, and his people, all of it circles around the Wounded Knee episode and many of the 20th century's turning points in First Nations history. I say turning points because it's really all the same road. It really is Road of Tears, is beginning with the arrival of the colonists. So let me just remind you regarding Thanksgiving, all the stuff about how they were they wanted freedom, they were escaping those bad, bad British people, and then they were going to kick their bottoms all the way to England and back. So the actual deal was that the Puritans were unspeakably awful people, and in Europe, the general consensus was that they were very glad to see these people go. There were no fun, no dancing, no singing except for hymns, no jewelry, no pretty clothes, no, you couldn't do anything. It was prayer all the time. They came to this country so they were seeking even more religious repression than they could find in Europe. And when they got here, and wanted freedom, of course, then from British rule, and we saw the Revolutionary War. One thing they didn't like about the British was that the British were protecting the rights of Native Americans. The British did not want, they did not think it was right for Puritans to be so terrified of the otherness of original people here. The British were in many cases protected and developed a sort of quasi-underground railroad to get Native American leaders out of the country, because the Puritans were so dead set on killing everybody. So just so you know, that was one of the issues that they had, that the colonists, the Americans had with the British, was the British protected the rights of First Nations. Wanted to make sure that everybody's very clear on that. The Puritans were not nice people, and they were no fun, period. Billy Wilson, Humpapa Lakota Sioux, Sitting Bull Clan, his people go a way back, and standing there on the earth, his people have seen their rights and treaties stripped from them, and their land not only diminished, but now desecrated as well. Good morning, Billy, and we are so glad that you could join us again today. Thank you.
Good morning. Yanawashday.
Thank you so much. So you actually have one foot in two places here in Cascadia and also at Standing Rock. Have you heard, what have you heard recently from those at Standing Rock?
Well, the recent thing that's going on now is what happened the other night at the bridge there. A lot of our people have been hurt there, you know. I'm just really saddened by the one scenes that I've seen as Sophie had that concussion grenade go off in her arm and just blew it apart. You know, there's pictures where I think you can see her bones and tendons. She just blew it apart. She, you know, they're trying to fix it, but she might lose it, you know, let alone the people that have been shot in their face at close range and young people being shot and them using the water cannons on them and below freezing temperature, you know. Is this really being ugly out there? You know, I'm afraid that with Wounded Knee Memorial coming up here pretty soon, that, you know, it seems a lot of bad things happen to us on memorials and anniversaries of events that's in the past, and I'm really scared for my people back there, you know, with the next month coming up. And I'm praying that, you know, the people of the U.S. can stand and help, you know, go there. And I wish we could get 1 million people out there, you know, to try to stop this pipeline. I'm hearing reports that they think that they're drilling now, you know, they're feeling vibration in the ground and hearing clicking, like, you know, and...
That's completely illegal. That's entirely illegal, as is all of this. Violence against the water protectors, that is illegal. Continuing to drill this pipeline through, that's illegal. And now I believe, too, that... do you know if... American Civil Liberties Union and others like that have been able to prevent outside law enforcement officers, well, let's just call them what they are, troops. It's a military act. This is not a police action, in my opinion. I think this is a military action. This is war on the part of the U.S. as a sovereign government against First Nations. It would appear to be war. I see no policing whatsoever.
It's ever since Europeans come here, they've had that kind of way with this, and there ain't no difference than now today, To us, there's always still that genocide thing going on, in many forms, and through alcoholism and taking our kids away from our parents and our cultures and stuff like that. That's even what happened to us, My grandparents, they came out here from in the 40s, and my family's always stayed here, and they grew up through Chamawa Indian School, but it still don't kill our spirit, all their simulation, Here I'm just a quarter breed, and our life to live for our people and caring for our people will exist until the last drop of blood's gone from us, And that's part of the genocide thing, too, is deleting our blood, because we hold interests in lands and minerals and stuff, and that's what it's always been about to them, and we're just savages, heathens, people in their way, for some reason they just never grew up with the respects of what the Creator give us, and even in their own ways, they had stones where they say, thou shalt not kill, and do all these things, but yet that's what they do,
Oh, yeah.
Hatred is a tool of the trickster to create division, It creates them amongst other people. It'll create division in their families and friendships and even in their own selves, to where they will divide in themselves, and
the children, the next time they're counting on the old will die and the young will forget. What I want to ask you about also today is the black snake, the prophecy of the black snake. First it was a black snake above ground with the highway system, and now the black snake underground. That prophecy, do you know anything about the origins of that?
Oh, I think those were prophesied a long time ago. There's some things I don't know about. I hear bits and pieces, but not really worthy enough to speak of it, other than it's here. You call the black snakes on the highways and stuff. We more look like them as spider webs and stuff,
The spider web too. There's stories. There's the tricksters, and one other thing. We mentioned the upcoming anniversary of Wounded Knee. Briefly before we let you go, talk a little bit. Let our listeners think about Wounded Knee right now as we come up also on this. Well, it's Western white feast of colonialism. I just shudder to say the word Thanksgiving, but thanks to no one from the First Nations perspective, that, of course, thanks for nothing. But talk a little bit, if you would, about Wounded Knee.
Well, as we know, that happened back there the first time where Bigfoot and them bands were heading, I think, to Pine Ridge and stopped and rounded up, and then eventually most of them were killed, and then there's the one in 73, the American Indian movement, and our people have just been trying to survive this invasion and standing up for our rights and our existence, standing up for our cultures and language and for our future generations.
Hey, Billy, I've got an idea. While we got you on the line, perhaps we ought to try to call up the Morton County Sheriff's Office and see if they'd like to talk to us. I think they've got some, as they say, splaining to do. Maybe they would like an opportunity to explain themselves. Let's see, maybe if our extraordinary engineer can possibly get the Morton County Sheriff or one of his representatives or her representatives on the line. Is that a possibility?
Well, you can go ahead and try that, but if you want to hear a bunch of lies and one-sided stories, go ahead. But
Well, it would be more of a challenge to them. It turns, as it happens, I'm reminded now that we have less than a minute left. So if final thoughts from you, and we will try to get the Morton County Sheriff on the line tomorrow and see what the word is from the troops. Billy, just give us a thought to take with us before we let you go today.
Well, there's an international caravan being headed up. They want people to meet at Pier, South Dakota, there the 22nd. Nationwide, you know, would like to bring in hundreds of thousands of people. You check with Rowena Jackson on Facebook there, and there should be information on that. Send medical supplies to Standing Rock as soon as can, you know, is anything that you can. Winter gear, you know, teepees, Yorks, you know, sub-zero equipment.
Yeah, it's cold there. Thanks so much, Billy. We really appreciate you coming on the show today, sharing that with us. This has been, of course, Air Cascadia for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2016. I am News and Public Affairs Director Derek Crooks. Engineering today, Janet Anderson. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. Well, we begin with an eyewitness account of yesterday.